Have you ever tried packaging strawberries without crushing them? It's a familiar struggle. After a few frustrating attempts to get the lid to stay closed, you reach for the sledgehammer. Again, from faulty lids to leaky bags, food packaging problems can create frustrating messes that affect all of us. Whether you're running a restaurant, managing a food processing plant, or a grocery store, whipping up dinner at home, or just shopping as a consumer, chances are you've bumped into some of these challenges along the way. Unlike that one relative who's very chatty at holiday dinners, we wouldn't talk about problems without offering solutions. Focusing solely on the food packaging industry for over 5 decades, we hear you and are ready to share what we've learned.
5 common problems with plastic food packaging. No product or industry is without issues, or at the very least, areas that can be improved. Plastic food containers are no exception. The food industry is vast, encompassing everything from restaurants and manufacturers to processors, retailers, and home kitchens. We've pinpointed 5 food packaging problems and practical ways to resolve them. Packaging isn't meeting your expectations. Labeling challenges. Ever-changing regulations. Operational gridlock. Product availability and supply chain issues. Packaging isn't meeting your expectations. Has a lid ever cracked on a package as soon as it hit the shelves? Or maybe a product spoiled too quickly because the packaging didn't hold up, leading to unnecessary waste. Perhaps you've dealt with leaky packages that create a mess in storage or on display. Your package needs to be sturdy enough to carry your food. Cheap packaging can often be flimsy and easily breakable. Poor packaging harms your business by disrupting operations, wasting money, and damaging your reputation. When they fail, your food spoils faster and your supply chain slows down. Strong, reliable packaging doesn't just protect your food, it keeps your business running smoothly and your customers happy and coming back. Pro tips. We know that you're not the one who designed that package. The first place to start addressing this issue is to contact the manufacturer and inform their team that you are having a problem with their product. While they are addressing your feedback, look for alternative packaging solutions and consider the following. Let's say you're a food processor and are having trouble closing a tricky lid. You can ask the manufacturer for clear instructions to share with employees who handle the packaging process at your company. A simple video or step-by-step guide could prevent product waste and frustration among your employees.
Test the package's leak resistance for foods with sauces, juices, or other liquid components. A package may not be 100% leak-proof, but it should provide enough of a seal not to spill. You want to leave your customers with a good impression of your business, not a liquid impression on their clothing. Make sure to use the appropriate container for the specific type of food being packed. It's worth investing in high-quality materials that match the needs of your product. In short, don't put wet fish in a paper bag. Ask a manufacturer what practices and protocols they have for meeting FDA standards. What methods are employed during quality inspections?
Test how the product looks on a shelf. Is it stackable? Does it provide an attractive appearance for your product? It's your product's big day, like the prom. You want to see it shine. Experiment with the packaging regarding such elements as transportation and temperature to ensure there is no spoilage. Labeling challenges. Labeling is one of the most deceptively complex food packaging problems, with issues ranging from labels that don't fit, don't adhere, or cover too much of the product.
When ordering labels and packaging, you may be surprised to see that the label is just too big for the container. It covers too much of it, making your product nearly invisible. Alternatively, the label could be too small for the container, making your branding hard to see and forgettable. Food companies can struggle to keep labels stuck properly on plastic packaging. Moisture makes things slippery, curved containers create wrinkles, and cold storage turns your labels into peel-and-play stickers. Plus, each type of plastic is picky about which adhesive it'll make friends with, kind of like a matchmaking service for packaging. Pro tips.
When working with packaging manufacturers, you need to request a die line. This is a two-dimensional drawing of a package that will give you the correct dimensions. You can use this information to determine the size of the label needed. It will also provide information about where possible vents and creases are in the packages so you can plan label placement optimally.
Be upfront about your product's specific challenges, like storage temperature and oily or sticky contents. Ask for samples from the manufacturer to test in real conditions before placing big orders, and set up clear quality standards together. Make sure the package surface is completely dry and clean before applying labels. You should be aware of the application of your labeling. If your label acts as a form of tamper evidence, meaning it will show the consumer if the package has been opened, make sure the label is large enough to fit around the edge of the container. Lastly, consider keeping your labels at room temperature before applying them. Cold labels don't stick as well as room temperature ones. This is because certain adhesives react differently to cold temperatures.
Ever-changing regulations. Food packaging manufacturers today face an intricate balancing act between ensuring product safety through compliance and meeting growing environmental responsibilities. This intersection creates both challenges and opportunities for innovation. We're saying, you can make lemonade out of lemons here. Safety compliance. When we talk about plastic food containers, safety compliance focuses primarily on preventing chemical migration into food. These leachables are chemicals that can seep from plastic into food and represent a significant safety concern. A perfect example is a chemical called bisphenol A, better known as BPA. You've probably seen many products advertised as BPA-free these days. There's a good reason for this. Researchers discovered that when you heat plastic containers containing BPA, like when you microwave your leftovers, this chemical can leak out into your food. Gross. That's why manufacturers now proudly announce when their products don't contain this chemical.
Another example of harmful chemicals that can leach into foods is per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. As those are nearly impossible to pronounce, we'll just call them PFAS. These are a group of synthetic chemicals used in many products and are known as forever chemicals because they don't break down easily in the environment. PFAS can be found in many products, including paper pulp packaging for leak resistance. They're not so commonly present in rigid plastics.
The safety sustainability connection. Companies are saying goodbye to nasty chemicals like PFAS and hello to safer, greener alternatives. But finding these substitutes is like being a chef and a scientist at once. You need to create something that's good for both people and the planet. Whether using fresh or recycled materials, everything that touches your food needs to pass the safety test with flying colors. It's pushing innovators to think outside the box to create containers that make both our bodies and Mother Nature happy. Pro tips. Most reputable manufacturers will have compliance documentation on their websites, as well as statements indicating if their products are free of PFAS. Plastic materials require laboratory testing to ensure the product is free of leachable chemicals. Ask a manufacturer about testing reports they receive to ensure the packages are contaminant-free.
You should stay informed about industry trends and regulatory changes through industry groups and regulatory bodies. Turn to green guides that can provide you with current regulations and prepare you for consumer expectations and trends. A great example is the Food Packaging Institute, or FPI. For members, they can provide the most accurate and up-to-date information so you can be aware of shifts. Also, be aware of requirements from specific retailers for packaging. An example was Walmart's initiative to require plastic food packaging to be made from 20% recycled materials by 2025. As a society, we ultimately want to take steps to move into a model of production and consumption known as circularity. Circularity eliminates waste by continuously using materials and products through better design, reuse, and recycling, rather than disposing of them after a single use. This approach helps conserve resources and reduce environmental impact.
Operational gridlock.
When assembly line problems hit food packaging operations, the costs add up fast. A simple issue like incorrect sealing temperatures or lids not fitting on packages forces the line to slow down or stop completely. These slowdowns don't just hurt your daily output, they can damage your bottom line, create inconsistent results, and potentially strain relationships with customers expecting on-time deliveries. Pro tips: to keep your packaging line running at full speed, check your equipment regularly and fix small problems before they become big ones. Train your workers to handle different jobs so they can jump in where needed.
Consider bringing in automated systems and smart machinery. Not all robots are scary. They can catch problems faster than people without requiring PTO and work at a steady pace all day. Start by considering automation for the spots that slow you down the most. Would it make sense in your investment? Take a look at the ROI, return on investment calculator, that we have to get you started. Product availability and supply chain issues. Supply chain chaos affects everyone in food packaging, from raw materials to finished products. When we can't get plastics or cardboard, production stops fast. Longer shipping times mean higher costs, and material prices are doing a cha-cha that nobody asked for. What used to be routine ordering has turned into a daily puzzle where the pieces keep changing shape.
Pro tips: to navigate these supply chain challenges effectively, businesses should focus on building a robust network of reliable suppliers. Think of it as not putting all your eggs in one basket. Maintaining strong partnerships with multiple vendors creates a safety net for your material needs. Smart forecasting is equally crucial. You should keep an eye on macroeconomics and global events, such as port strikes or inclement weather, that could affect your supply. The best surprises in business are the ones you have planned for, except for how those cupcakes you made for the office holiday party turned out. Clear benefits. Plastic packaging is still one of the most popular and eco-conscious ways to store food for your customers. Solving plastic food packaging problems requires good communication between all parties, from manufacturers to end users. When everyone, companies, recyclers, and customers, works together and shares feedback, we can create better designs that are more efficient.
Interested in learning more about packaging for fresh food? Visit our Learning Center today and explore a vast array of topics.